Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. What a difference a week makes, huh? Yeah, last Saturday, we were dodging the storm bullet, and of course, Thursday was not much better. And here we are the following Saturday, and we're here for you as we are every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WBEM. We want to make sure that you know that you can call in with anything around the house that needs my attention, especially if you're dealing with an ice dam issue. This may be a bigger problem later in the week as we start to see the snow melt. The issue with ice damming is certainly a concern, and if you're starting to see signs of that, you may want to call in this Saturday morning so we can walk you through the process of how to avoid any issues that could infiltrate water into your house, causing damage to your drywall. So 803-0930, that's the number for you to call. Outside the 716-1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always email me as well, hammertime@cortez.net. And when you're on our website, be sure to check out everything we do at Cortez Construction, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our outdoor kitchens, which are certainly not going to be in vogue for the next few weeks. We'd also invite you to come by and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're located 2 miles east of Transit Road on Main Street in Clarence, and we're not too far past the dashes on Main Street. The next cooking class is coming up February the 5th. And the class is on lasagna and ravioli, handmade pasta, and handmade ricotta for filling. This is going to be the next class, February the 5th. March, we're traveling to Sicily for St. Joseph's Table. In April, we have cooking with truffles. In May, Emilia-Romagna, one of my favorite regions of Italy. That's where Parmigiano-Reggiano comes from. And in June, it's Risotto 101. Those are the next several classes lined up for you there. Go to Cortez.net and the drop-down menu. Come home to Cortez Cooking Classes. Our chef is the extraordinary Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant. And it's all there on our website. We'd love to have you register and be part of our cooking school. So as I said, if you have issues with ice, we'll talk about those today. But also, we have an interesting topic for you. And I have folks in studio from the Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology and from the Olmsted Parks. And we'll start by saying good morning to Molly Gadens. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Molly is with the Riverline Outreach Coordinator. She is the Riverline Outreach Coordinator from the Western New York Land Conservancy. First, let's set the stage. What is the Riverline?
The River Line will be a 1.5-mile nature trail and greenway.
Awesome.
It will be on the old DL&W rail corridor that runs roughly from Canal Side downtown out. Pretty much parallel to South Park Ave, so running through the Perry, Old First Ward, and Valley neighborhoods.
So where Canal Side kind of dead ends right behind the arena, this is where it's going to basically start.
That's right.
And it's going to go to where there is a half bridge that's perched over the river.
That's right.
Awesome.
The half bridge, it used to be a full drawbridge back in the day, but now it's just half the bridge sticking out into the river right across the street from where the Tesla factory is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be a great endpoint for the trail.
What is the objective with this trail?
So the objective with the trail is just to create new publicly accessible green space in a part of Buffalo that, you know, does have some small parks around. And obviously it is close to adjacent areas like Canal Side, but sort of lacks a lot of green space that's present in other parts of the city.
So the objective here is to turn that into a walking path. But there's more to it in that we're looking beyond the actual physical redevelopment. We're actually looking to develop landscape technicians as a possible career path from this whole project.
That's right. That's right. The development of the landscape maintenance technology program is part of our equitable development framework. That's a document that was created several years ago with lots and lots of input from community members in those neighborhoods. And that framework is sort of like our North Star that guides how we develop the River Line, who's involved in that development, how we get input from the public as progress, you know, moves forward, and how we invest any benefits that come out of the project, how we invest those back into those neighborhoods.
I love it. 803-0930, if you'd like to participate in this program, we'd love to have you. Also with us is Krista Berry. She's from the Buffalo Center of Arts and Technology. She's the Landscape Program Coordinator. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping in. You know, the whole idea here of training a practical trade job, it's where I live and breathe, it's so important to develop the skills, the hands-on skills. That's really what this is all about.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us about the program.
Yes, so our program is geared towards individuals. It's targeted towards individuals who have not, for whatever reason, had a sustainable family wage. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for a new career. They're looking for new opportunities. So what we do at BCAT is we create a direct pipeline to employers for our students when they take our program. So that means that we have access to landscape firms throughout Western New York for this particular program that we are partnering with so that we can get them the on-site training they need to be successful in their career.
I absolutely love it. 803-0930, we'd love to have you be part of the program this Saturday morning here on WBN. As we mix in your storm-related, post-storm-related questions, as well as delve into this interesting program that's being developed by the Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology and the Olmsted Parks and the Western New York Land Conservancy on a landscape program that trains you on how to work in outdoor applications. Very brilliant idea. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as an ice scraper.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortez Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, if you're unhappy with your current bank and are tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service, let us help you make the switch. It's easy. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We're even here to help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today, so stop in and see us or give us a call at 716-688-6114. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop into Lakeshore Savings Bank and experience that kind of relationship.
The one you wait for. The Western New York RV Show returns to the Hamburg Fairgrounds Event Center January 19th through the 28th with the biggest and best RV shopping experience of the year. Whether you're a weekend camper or an RV expert, everyone knows this is the best opportunity to land your deal of the year. Featuring the area's most trusted family-owned dealers with free admission and parking. The Western New York RV Show. The wait is over. Visit WNYRVshow.com for more.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or three times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code SMELLBETTER and get an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, free product of your choice, and ships free with code SMELLBETTER. LUMEdeodorant.com, code SMELLBETTER for an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack. Love it or return it for free. That's LUMEdeodorant.com, code SMELLBETTER.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits and you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you. Call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don is indeed a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. Not only is he a master plumber, he's a great guy, and his customer retention rate is 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So please take my advice and put Don's number in your phone right now under Plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Find your forever smile. Only at Pure Dental.
Hi, it's Janet Snyder. At Pure Dental, you can have full mouth restoration and permanent ceramic teeth in just 4 hours, all while gently sedated. The Forever Smile system is minimally invasive, using 100% digital technology, ensuring you save time, money, and unnecessary pain. Restore your smile today with Pure Dental. Visit PureDental.com or call 333-PURE to schedule your personalized consultation today.
Why get an updated COVID vaccine? If you're 65 or older, a COVID vaccine can keep you out of the hospital. And if you have heart disease, a COVID vaccine can help you stay healthy. With COPD or other lung diseases, getting a COVID vaccine can keep you off a ventilator. Anyone can get severely ill from COVID, but some people are more at risk. Know your risk and make sure you're up to date on your COVID vaccine. A message from the New York State Health Department.
So, you got a new gadget over the holidays. Don't forget to listen to your favorite station on Odyssey. Unwrapped a new Amazon Echo or Google Home? Be sure to tell your smart speaker to play your favorite station. Received a new Sonos speaker? Check on Odyssey on the Sonos app for access to hundreds of stations. Got a new phone? Don't forget that the Odyssey app is the only way you can jump to your favorite show with Rewind. No matter what you received this year, listen to your favorites with Odyssey. Download the free Odyssey app today. AUDACY.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Yeah, you can call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you do get a superior service on your job, including an expert foreman. And an on-the-spot free estimate is only a phone call away. Here it is, 716-343-ROOF. That's easy to remember. 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com, book your appointment there. Also, Ava will offer you 0% financing, so ask about that. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1020 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. We're speaking with representatives from the Riverline Outreach Program, Western New York Land Conservancy, and the Landscape Program Coordinator for the Buffalo Sea
Center for Applied Technology? Arts and Technology.
Arts and Technology. Sorry. Well, when you see a BCAT, I should have wrote down what that is.
BCAT.
Okay. and, of course, we're taking your questions, too. The discussion with our guests is regarding a new program that's being started on landscape design and landscape working in landscape. And we'll get back into that as well. But we want to certainly get all your questions answered, too, as we kind of mix in the whole issue of dealing with post-snow and what's coming with ice dams. So if you have a problem with ice, we'd like to hear from you this Saturday morning as well. Let's go to Tonawanda and say good morning to Sue.
Hi, Dominic.
Hello, Sue.
I'm calling. I live, I have a house. Actually, my son's living there now. Near Dash Market on Colvin and Sheridan area.
All righty.
It's a two-family cape with a basement, you know, from the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, at what point would somebody suggest, okay, my son's thinking about putting a room down there in the basement. At what point would somebody suggest going a foot into the cellar from the outside wall, a foot in, digging out the concrete,
mm-hmm.
making a trench, filling it with stone, da-da-da-da-da-da. Why would that be suggested? There is a crack in the basement cellar.
The benefit of that would be to take groundwater and pipe it so that it doesn't collect or cause any infiltration into the basement. That is something that is part and parcel with keeping basements dry. So having a sump system put in would be the reason for that. It's a very valuable improvement because it does prevent any problems with water infiltration or mustiness or mildew that could be as a consequence of that. Any redevelopment of a basement, you should be forewarned, would need the inclusion of a egressible window. That would be something that also would be tied into the drain tile we're talking about. The egress window would have a drain at its base. It needs to go somewhere, and this would be perfect for it to be piped into that drain tile network so that it could be piped to the sump and then pumped out.
If
you're going to redevelop your basement into living space, there's two vital mm-hmm. pieces here. One is to make sure it's dry, and that would be the drain tile. And the second, to make sure it's safe, and that would be the egress window.
Okay. And I guess I'm thinking, okay, you know, in 30 years ago when I bought the house, they had to install a sump pump because Tonawanda rules.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the sump pump, but you're saying still the drain tile.
Well, if you have a sump pump, there's a chance you could have drain tile. There's more than a good chance that you could have drain tile around the perimeter walls of the basement, unless it was retrofitted, which is kind of a, to be honest with you, a foolish mandate that people put in sump pumps alone. So that means digging the pit and putting in the pump and having the basic flow of water get to the sump crock without drain tile. I think that's kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you. If that's what you have, then adding the drain tile to that sump crock would be very valuable.
Around that 1 foot away from the wall.
Yes. Do you have any water issues now?
No, we really don't.
Okay, so who's telling you to do this?
We did have cracks in the basement wall along the driveway side.
Well, this would have nothing to do with cracks.
Okay.
Who's telling you to do this?
They're suggesting it. Probably a company that my son might have, talked to.
Okay, so being practical here, if the sump crock is working where water is getting to it, That's really the whole issue with why the drain tile is important. Okay, but if water is getting to the sump crock and it is being pumped out by a sump pump, and you do not have any issues with water collecting or emerging, and there's no wetness or dampness or mildew or mold, then you don't really need to go through that extra step of putting the drain tile in.
Yeah, that's why I'm questioning it.
Because
there might be a crack. There is a crack in the cellar floor that's been there for a while.
Again, cracks are not related to this at all.
Okay.
The only other thing that's concerning me, though, is you will need the egress window to develop the basement into living space.
Right.
The drain on the egress window has to go somewhere.
Right, and that's like 15 feet from the sump pump, so that could be a whole separate.
Yeah, that's right. That drain has to go somewhere. It can't. It and it's so deep. You know, it's like within 42 inches of the basement floor is where that drain will be. So that's, you know, 3 feet or 3 or 4 feet from the surface. So that drain has to go somewhere, and having a sump system with a drain tile line to tie it into is valuable. So kind of going with that in mind, if we do put a living space down in this basement, I think the drain tile may be part of it.
But the egress will be, that thing will be 15 feet from the sump pump. So can't you just run a line from
How are you going to get to it? How are you going to get to it?
Oh, I mean, you still have to dig up the floor.
Exactly,
right?
So what, if you're going to go through the trouble of cutting the floor, you might as well have the drain tile around the entire perimeter.
But, I mean, think of the difference in cost.
Maybe compare those costs to see, how much less it would be. But keep in mind that there is a value-added component to the drain tile going around the entire perimeter.
Yeah, I understand that.
All right.
But you did say also that cracks are, the floor crack is not really related.
No, not at all.
We don't have any, we never have a wet basement.
Yeah. I have never, this will kind of put it in a nice little package for you. I have never been in a basement, and I want to underline never, that doesn't have a crack in its floor.
Okay.
Including my own.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, just wait. There's one little thing that's in my head.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Doc.
All right, no problem. Call back if there's anything else I can help you with, Sue. Sue's line is now available at 803-0930. We're mixing in your questions with our discussion with the representatives from the Western New York Land Conservancy and the Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology about a new landscape training program, a landscape technician maintenance training program. And after the bottom of the hour news, we'll get into more discussion about that. But in the meantime, let's go to the island of Grand. And Richard, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I'm sorry to call you again, but I called you last week talking about sump pumps.
Okay.
And the question was about a battery-powered backup sump pump.
Right.
You mentioned something else, a different alternative.
Yes.
But I forgot that name. Could you do that again?
Yes, a water siphon. A water siphon is a more reliable, dependable, lower maintenance source of solving any backup to a primary pump failing. Or a power outage that would not allow the primary pump to operate. So a water siphon backup. It uses water, so there's a little bit of a, I guess, downside to it, but there's no other utility involved. There's no battery, there's no electricity, and it siphons water. It works at a lower rate than a battery backup or the primary pump, but it does work reliably to take away the urgency of depleting the water in your sump crock should the primary pump fail.
That's what I needed to hear. Thank you again.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for the call. 803-0930, we have another open line as we go to Chictawaga now and chat with Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I wanted to say thank you for today's show. I wanted to just ask a couple of quick questions. I will tell you that my geraniums are blooming in my greenhouse, so I do like what you're talking about. I also would mention land management. I lost a big green space by my house, and am sure that the firefly population has been damaged. My question is, I've listened to him talk about the park system and the tunnel system, and really talking about expanding it. And I would mention that with the tunnel system, there is no on-ramp, because you can't see the cars getting on. And everybody's up in flames over there. So I was wondering, what is the master plan overall with this? Because they seem to think that with the tunnel system, the electric cars, and I would point out the lithium, as has been talked about on this program, if it catches fire, is extremely deadly in confined spaces. But I love bike paths. Mine needs a little bit of renovation. In the summertime, it's safe. There's nobody on it other than us or people walking 3 miles a day. I'm not opposed to it.
Bob, why don't you hold on, because we're running late here. It is the bottom of the hour. So it's time for the top of the news. We'll fill in the rest of Bob's question with an answer from our guests, as well as your questions around the house at 803-0930 after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Bills Mafia lined up outside Highmark Stadium to help with shoveling out the stadium's inner bowl in time for Sunday's playoff game. Those who did got $20 an hour, one of them, Jay Crawford.
Well, it looks like they clear the field first and foremost and put it all in the trucks, and then they drive it out, and then they work on the stairs and the aisles and the concourse and all the restroom areas, too.
The Bills say they are thrilled with the response. The Water Buffalo Club, a horned hat-wearing Bills fan club supporting Stitch Buffalo, will host an event today at the Niagara Street location. Therese Fortin Barnes says you can watch women who have learned skills create the hats inspired by the Flintstones.
Women from around the world, not just our hats, but women from around the world are making to start their, or, you know, to support their lives here in Buffalo. And there's all different types of merchandise there. And each one is labeled with who made it and what country they come from. And I think there's 18 different countries.
You can order your own hat at today's event. Some 330 scouts and volunteer leaders are braving the elements at Camp Scout Haven this weekend. They'll be honing their outdoor skills. Scoutmasters tell WBEN youth protection policies are in place in the case of injury or cold. They say meals will be served inside dining halls. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
So, you got a taste of hunkering down this past week, huh? You're going to spend a lot more time indoors during the long winter. And other than going to the Bills game, go Bills, you don't want to put a damper on the new year. However, have you noticed that there's more and more people complaining about not feeling right? Flu, colds, even COVID, and yes, the dreaded RSV. What are you going to do about all of that? Well, I can tell you one thing that you can do is make sure you breathe clean indoor air in your home. And one way to do that is to have my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come to your house. And with a thorough inspection of your ductwork and a thorough cleaning of that ductwork, they will leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. The cleaning involves blasting all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork that's collected there over the last several years. It's out of sight and out of mind until you start having breathing problems, and this could help you, folks. So, Indoor Professionals standing by, along with the medical-grade air purifier and the high-capacity April Air dehumidifiers. They are remarkable products available from a remarkable company. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. You know, the previous caller, or one of them, was talking about finishing the basement. And you and I both know the situation at my house in Orchard Park on the hill where water just ran into it. I was running two dehumidifiers. I hired somebody to do the drain tile, as you all were talking about, and they ran into shale. So they got it partially done. But long and short of it is, I used the April Air as a better, best Band-Aid. I still had water coming in, but it's so powerful, it dried it up. So enough on that. But what's really important this time of year, as you mentioned, we're spending more time indoors other than the Bills game and shoveling and skiing. And the point is that there's a lot of, if we can thoroughly clean, get 95% of the contamination out of your ductwork, which we do, people get healthy. That's what gets us up in the morning. And you've heard the people, the testimonies. I encourage people to look at, we've now have 200 five-star reviews in the past year about people getting healthy from duct cleaning and from the Healthway medical grade air.
That's awesome. That's awesome. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Here they are, the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for the 20th of January, Peter.
All right. So first of all, on the duct cleaning, which if you haven't done it in the last 3 to 6 years, I encourage you to call today because you'll be able to save $150. Okay. And if you're one of our 58,000 repeat customers over the past 31 years now, you probably got a postcard in the mail or an email I'll be able to save you even more than that, depending on the size of your home. And then you'll save $350 off the Healthway Deluxe, which covers 1,200 square feet. Once again, 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And $500 off the whole house Super V unit, and that will get you the whole house hooked up to your furnace. And lastly, $300 off the April Air High Capacity DU.
Awesome. What amazing discounts. And get ready for this, folks. Only you can benefit from them by calling Peter right now. Here it is again, 716-683-3000, Peter's desk, 303. Make sure you push that in, 303, and you'll go right to Peter. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hi, this is Bill Wildarczyk, CEO at Fox Run at Orchard Park. This is Janice Colarusso.
I would recommend Fox Run to anybody, especially if you're lonely. There's so many people here that you can interact with. It's all done in the different activities or the bistro or the Oak Room.
For more information, call 662-5001 or visit our website at foxrunorchardpark.com. Live life at Fox Run.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
When you need a knee or hip replacement, you know it. If you're in pain and unable to do the things you love, the orthopedic teams at Kenmore Mercy and Sisters Hospital, St. Joseph's Campus, provide nationally recognized joint replacement services that can eliminate chronic pain and improve your quality of life. Our advanced procedures, low complication rates, and on-site rehab allow for the best outcomes and a faster recovery. Over 80% are home in less than a day. Catholic Health. The right way to care.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture. At Town & Country Furniture, we believe in making America comfortable again, one piece of furniture at a time. We do this by only selling American-designed and manufactured furniture, built to last with quality you can trust, and supporting our veterans. As a veteran myself, we want to show our appreciation. Veterans never pay sales tax when shopping with us. It's our small way of saying thank you for your service and your dedication for this great country. And when you purchase from Town & Country Furniture, delivery is free. That's right, free delivery for everyone. Come see us at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg and experience the joy of beautiful American-made furniture. Whether you're looking for a cozy sofa, a dining set, a comfy two-sided mattress, or a lift chair or a recliner, we have it all to make your home comfortable again with comfortable Made in America furniture.
Well, as winter has its grips on us, it is the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. Yeah, you heard me right. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, we're talking about that today. There's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate. They offer you unbeatable durability and they're a breeze to keep clean. Plus, they come with a rock solid 15-year warranty. Amazing. Make the smart choice for your basement and choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Here's the number. 716-715-6927. 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1040 is Hammer Time. I keep forgetting to mention that the debut of Season 7 of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, is Super Bowl Sunday, the 12th of February. So we're ticking down the clock here to the debut of Season 7 of Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show. So mark your calendar. It's Super Bowl Sunday. It'll be in the morning of Super Bowl Sunday. We'll be bringing you more on that as we get closer, but that's the date, Super Bowl Sunday, the debut of Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show. In studio, I have Molly Gaudenz. She's from the Western New York Land Conservancy. She's the Riverline Outreach Coordinator. And Krista Berry from the Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology. And we're talking about a new landscape program to train individuals on landscape technology. And we'll get more into that discussion after we finish up with a couple other things that are online here with Bob in Cheektowaga. So, Bob, you were making a point about the environmental impact of the lack of park space. And what comment can you make about that, Molly?
Yeah, I agree. There is a lack of park space, in certain parts of the city. And so the Riverline is one project that aims to increase the amount of green space that's easily accessible.
We don't have anyone here from Olmsted to comment about the tunnel and the benefits of what that's going to lead in terms of having green space. And, of course, the other side of that is the consequences of what it's going to create with, creating this tunnel. And Bob mentioned the issues of lithium ion fires and all of that. So I'm sure there's a lot to be discussed on what's coming with this tunnel. But I hopefully can say that at the end of the day, the benefits are going to outweigh the consequences.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to the 33 projects specifically, but what I can say is projects like the Riverline, which like I said, will open up space that is currently inaccessible to the public. So it's creating new green space that currently isn't used right now, and that ribbon of green, which the Riverline Trail will be, will kind of you can almost look at it as a spine, and there'll be sort of ribs coming off. Awesome. Which will connect to other green spaces.
Is there more to it than just the path?
Yes. So the path will be up on the old rail corridor, like I said, which is a
kind of like a high line.
It's sort of like a play on the high line in New York City. It's an elevated berm. That's where the old tracks used to be, and so the walking trail will be up on the berm, and then on the streets that run parallel to the trail, a cycle path is being proposed, and that cycle path will be connected up to other cycle paths throughout the city.
That's
so
awesome.
It could become part of that web.
To Tonawanda we go. And Tony, good morning. You're next.
Oh, good morning. I just got big in my calf. I have icicles forming on my in a funnel where the cycle path is being proposed.
Yeah, we got to let you catch up here, Tony, so I'll put you on hold for a second there. While Tony is having her car connect, let's get into the whole discussion about the program that's coming with the landscape technology. What are we hoping to achieve here with this landscape technician maintenance training program, Krista?
So The students that are enrolled in the program will receive a national certification from the National Association for Landscape Professionals after they complete the program, which is very important, especially if you're just getting into this field for the first time, to have that certification, because it will get you, it'll open a lot of doors for you. The aspect of the training will be, we have it planned out to where it's 30 hours of instructional training. All of that training will be remote, with a live instructor. You just have to report Mondays through Wednesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then there is also an in-field portion of this training, which gets you the hands-on experience that you need in the landscape maintenance technician field. So with that, we're partnering with organizations, landscape firms throughout Western New York, to try to take on interns so that our students have the experience they need to be successful.
When does this start?
So the program, the deadline to enroll is January 29th,
which it's
is coming up soon,
yeah.
Yes. So to enroll, you have to go to our website, which is buffcat.org, and that's BUFCAT.org, and register for the landscape maintenance program.
And is there a charge?
There's no charge. This program is completely free. We actually, this year, have funding from the Riverline to pay our students, which is what we're doing. So you can earn up to $1,500 just for being in this program.
How does that work?
We have stipends that we offer our students. So after you complete the instructional piece, those 30 hours, you'll get your $750 disbursement. And then after you complete your in-field training, you'll get your second disbursement.
Wow. Where does the Riverline get that funding from?
So we're part of a 5-city pilot workforce development program, and the funding comes from a nonprofit in Washington, D.C. called Building Bridges Across the River. They're doing a similar project to ours, a similar Riverline type project, and so they got this funds. We were one of the 5 cities selected to try to launch this workforce development program with the goal of creating economic opportunity in the area where we're doing the project, and also ultimately, once the trail is built, employ graduates of this program to be part of the Riverline maintenance team, because there'll be a lot of work to do
once things get going.
Yeah.
So are there any income qualifications for registering into this program?
Nope. There are absolutely no requirements, no experience needed. You just have to have the drive.
You got to be willing to work outdoors.
You
got
to be willing to go. Yes. Yeah. And with that, the program actually starts on February 5th. It'll run about 6 weeks. Again, the 30 hours of instructional and the 30 hours of in-field training.
Are you promising internships, guaranteeing internships, or are you promising any potential employment as well, or is there no guarantees?
So there are no guarantees, but we are also working on setting up a job fair sometime in March so that we can get these firms that may not be available to train our students, but to actually attend a job fair so that we can have, you know, our students come in and, you know, see what's available to them, see
frankly,
what employers are offering.
To be honest with you, Krista, it could very well lead to other directions. If someone is, like, embracing the idea of working outdoors, and of course, landscapers typically don't work in the winter, but then they may be involved with possibly being involved with a snow plowing company that could work in the winter. We are looking for people to work outdoors, so we may be able to take somebody in who's developed the skill of the landscape, but then put them into a job learning carpentry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a lot of opportunities that could come from this.
Yes. It's
so just simply go to
Gateway Career.
So give us the website again.
It is www.buffcat.org.
Okay. And register there. And again, the classes start pretty much right away.
February 5th.
And then the deadline is the 29th of January.
Yes.
803-0930 as we travel now to Boston and say good morning to Gary. Good morning, Gary. You're next.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm totally against the covering of the 33. What they should do is make, just picture the bank of the east side.
Where did we say we were going to talk about that today?
Yeah.
Well, but go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah, you create a bank, you know, community bank of the east side, that $1.2 billion goes to there. There's a lot of infill housing they could build.
Yeah.
And they could have the low interest loans, and anybody that pays them, this isn't a freebie when you build a house, they're going to pay a mortgage. So any payments or mortgage or loans they create go back into the bank of the east side, and it's just a perpetual.
It's a creative idea, Gary. I think it's certainly safe to say this is a huge infrastructure change for us in that we're so used to you know, the 33 being what it is and what it does for us and getting us downtown, you know, from the eastern suburbs somewhat efficiently. And you stop and take pause as to could we live without it? You know, and there's some talk about that we would send people on the spline system, the spoke system that we have, down city streets to the downtown as opposed to taking a central thoroughfare. So it's interesting. But I love the idea of the park coming back. So hopefully we'll certainly learn more as time goes on. We've got a texter who writes in. Dominic, how often do you do maintenance for a sump crock system? Around 2018, I had the perimeter drain tile installed, the sump crock and pump installed. And so the whole idea is, how often should you maintain it? Well, I think it's safe to say that you need to get your head into your sump crock a couple times a year. And what you're looking for is the water flowing through the lines. It's so important that you see water coming through the lines, especially after a rainstorm. And conversely, if you see any eruption of water between the basement wall and basement floor, well, that's cause for concern. That will tell you more than likely that you have an encumbrance in that line or a blockage that could be stopping the water from flowing to the sump. So check for that, too. But keeping your eye on the water flowing through your lines is valuable. Also, test your sump pump regularly to make sure it's working right. And then lastly, make sure you consider the backup idea that I've mentioned, and that is the water siphon pump that could save you in a power outage. 803-0930, this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. So it's Dominic here, and we're so glad to be able to bring to you a brand new sponsor of the program, and that, of course, is TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. And if you're ready to experience total comfort for your home, look no further than TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted total comfort solution. TRS with Rheem high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners ensure that your home is always at perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. And that's not all. We are thrilled to announce our brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need with generators, expert installations of electrical plugs, floodlights, ground lights, and even electricity for your hot tub. Now, whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. It's not just about comfort, it's about making your home the best place to be. TRS, heating and air conditioning, warmth, coolness, power. TRS, your total comfort solution, online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. This new year, make some resolutions that will improve the environment. Resolve to use less gas in your car. You can carpool to work a couple of days a week. Use public transportation like buses or trains. Combine errands to make fewer trips and take a walk for any distances of a mile or less. And think about an electric car when looking for your next vehicle. When we each share our one thing, it becomes 100 things, 1,000 things, 1,000,000 things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or your sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you. Call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he's been at it for over 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Most of us know someone who's grappling with depression, anxiety, or some other form of emotional distress. Life can be hard, but you don't have to face these challenges alone. Help is available. Children, teens, and adults can find comfort knowing that high-quality, compassionate mental health care exists at Brylin Hospital. Take the first step towards a better tomorrow. Call Brylin at 886-8200 or visit brylin.com. Brylin Hospital. With help, there's hope.
Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. We've got your game.
Get ready for free thrills at Seneca Gaming in Irving. It's the $1,000 Slot Tournament Tuesday. And it's free. Free. Starting at 5 p.m. First place wins $500. Second place wins $300. And third place grabs $200. Plus, seven additional players will win $100 each. And it's free to play. Don't miss your chance to win big with the $1,000 Slot Tournament Tuesdays. Every Tuesday at Seneca Gaming in Irving.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Hey, Lenko Supplies is here to help you with game-winning strategy for a cold, snowy, and very exciting weekend. With friends and family about to huddle up on your home turf, shop online at Lenko.supplies. That's Lenko.supplies. Or come in to any of our three Lenko locations, three strategic Western New York locations. We have a full roster of ice melt, rock salt, snow shovels to make sure there's a clear path to the end zone. If your game plan includes folding tables, Lenko has all the materials to build something even the mafia would be proud to break through. So, for true diehards, bandwagon friends, and even fans in between, those in the Buffalo snow, go Lenko.
Hammer time.
10:56 is Hammer Time. Ladies, your game predictions before we end the show.
Oh, go Bills.
Yeah, go Bills. Go Bills.
Well, certainly, I think we all agree with that.
I think this could be it. This could be the one.
This is it. Yeah, I think you're right. I think I've got that feeling in my soul that tells me that this is our year. We've certainly enjoyed having you and learning about this exciting landscape program. And be sure to keep in touch to let us know how it's going.
Yes.
And give us an update, too, as far as when the River Line is going to get started.
Yeah, so the River Line, the land is owned by the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority, the NFTA, and we're working really closely with them. They've just approved a required environmental impact study to go ahead. That's a Department of Transportation requirement before any construction can begin. That impact study is going to occur through most of 2024. There's going to be a series of public meetings to give information and to get input from the public during the length of that impact study.
What do you see coming out of that? I mean, I don't see any negative environmental impact.
Right. I think what they'll be looking for are things like the structure of the berm as it is now. How would it take a nature trail being built in? You know, any sort of land contamination issues.
Trains went over it, for God's sake.
That's right. They sure did.
Yeah.
So we don't anticipate any major issues coming out of that. So
and you think you're going to break ground when?
Well, the impact study, like I said, will take most of 2024. Mm-hmm. And the hope is that construction can start to occur sometime in 2025.
Well, we're excited to get the updates from you. So keep us in the loop.
Yes.
And also, again, if you're interested in this landscape technician maintenance training program, Krista, give us the information on that again.
Yes. So you can either go to our website and pre-register online at www.buffcat.org. You can email me directly. My email is the letter K, last name Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, at buffcat.org. Or you can just come into our office located at 1221 Main Street across from the Delta Sonic and register.
Awesome. Well, again, keep in touch with us on how it's going, and both you ladies, and we look forward to learning more about it. Let's squeeze in one more quick one. Angelina, we got less than a minute.
Thank you, Dominic. I have a question. I have a high-efficiency boiler that has, on the drain, it has some type of vessel where it's actually see-through, and there's a balls, I'm assuming there's type of a filtration system that goes into my basement drain, and it's approximately 2 or 3 years old. We've never changed it, but I do see there's discoloration and it's filling.
Sure.
Is this something we can do ourselves, or is this something we have to call in a professional, or what is
that's the that's the condensate. That's the condensate coming off the furnace that does need to be flushed out from time to time to make sure that there isn't any debris that could possibly affect the flow of water. So I would say if you can get it taken apart and flush it out yourself, it's pretty easy to do. It's getting it all put back together that may be tricky. And of course, a technician who's knowledgeable on it would be certainly the right way to go if you're uncomfortable. Well, have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the game. Go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.